Morning, y'all. We have such a gifted worship team. They are such a blessing and an encouragement to my soul. Praise God for them. Well, when Scott asked me to speak today, there was one particular question that was coming to my mind. When all around your soul gives way, what then is all your hope and stay? The month of May is a month with lots of transitions. Students are ending school, they're entering the summer months, their routines change. Families typically move for a job promotion, they enter the housing market, they sell their home, they buy a new one. And for a particular group in our culture and in this church body, comes one of the biggest changes they're going to experience in their entire lives. And that's our high school graduates. Today, in a few minutes, I'm going to bring them up on stage and we're going to honor them. We're going to pray over them. But I wanted to speak today just about the nature of transition and storms in life. When things change, when things don't go the way that we expect them to, what is it that we put our hope in? When I was a senior in college, I entered the year. I was super excited for what that year had in store. I was on a leadership team on campus for a ministry. I had lots of friends that I was going to be living with in my dorm room, and I was super excited about it. The year started. I started my training for the ministry, and it was awesome. Things were going really well, and I was really excited. But then everyone else came on campus, and something changed. And I can't even articulate what that change was, but something within my soul was not right. I was restless, I was anxious, I lost 20 pounds in the course of 3 weeks because I couldn't eat, and I was so stressed out, and I didn't know why. Looking back on it, there's probably many reasons that contributed to that. I had a core group of friends who had all graduated the year before me, so now I was pursuing life without these people that I had grown to love and care about. I was in this new leadership position where I frankly didn't feel qualified, but was excited to do, and that was causing me anxiety and stress. In that season of life, my hope and my stay, though I would have said that it was in Jesus, though I would have said that it was in something higher and above me, it was in my friend group. It was in my own status, my own position here at my university. Things change in life, transitions happen, and hardships come. And in the midst of those hardships, what is your hope and your stay? God's people are not unaware of transitions and things changing. God's people throughout time, the Israelites, they have gone through all kinds of changes in their home, in their people, in the amount of oppression that they experienced. Hebrews 6, verses 17 through 19 is one I want to look at real quick. In this passage, we see God promising Abraham something big, something great. Hebrews 6, 17 through 19 says, "When God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of his purpose." Note that word, unchangeable. "He guaranteed it with an oath, so that by two unchangeable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters the inner place behind the curtain." We know what this hope is. We just sang about it in this last song. And this song, the Lord was purposeful in putting this song right before this sermon, because in that time of anxiety, in that time of frustration and transition in my own life, it was that song that I went back to time and time again to remind myself of this truth, that Christ alone is my cornerstone, that he is the one who anchors my soul in the midst of storms and transitions in life. And just like that last verse we read, Hebrews 13, 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
And because that is true, we can have hope that he will be the anchor of our souls. He will fulfill all the promises that he has made to us, his people. And church, things in your life will change. High school seniors, things in your life are going to change. You're going to move away from your home. It's going to feel odd. You're not going to be in Louisville anymore. Your routine is going to change. Maybe the plans that you've had in store for life to come, they shift. Maybe you get let go from a job. Maybe you are pursuing a degree and your financial aid no longer is available to you and you have to shift your plans in your schooling. Maybe an unwanted illness comes and prohibits you from doing the work of parenting, the work of the hands that God has prepared for you. Maybe you go to share your faith with somebody and you experience persecution for it. We're blessed in America that we don't often pursue a lot of that, but those around the world often do. You may experience changes in your friends, your family, your peer group. And God's people throughout time, they're not unknown. This is not foreign to them. Things change in life. Things shift. But in the midst of those changing things, God reminds us that Jesus Christ is the anchor of our souls. Because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, he will hold you fast. And that is a gift. That is a gift, church. Even when we don't see the resolution of the turmoil that happens in our lives, even when we go through transitions and we don't know what lies ahead, even when that resolution doesn't come during our lifetime, the Lord is faithful. He holds us firmly anchored in place. He calms our souls. He gives us direction in the midst of trials and hardships. Even through every change that we experience, God does not. His love for you doesn't change. His sacrificial and redeeming work for you on the cross does not change. His faithfulness is forever. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Put your hope in Jesus as the anchor of your souls. In the midst of trials, in the midst of hardships, in the midst of changes that will come during life, seek Jesus. He is the steadfast anchor of our souls. Like I said, we have a couple graduating seniors in our church today, and today, simply what I want to do is encourage you in your faith. Jesus is kind and he is faithful. Seek him and pursue him. He is with you and he is for you. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His care towards you will not change. So I'd love to invite Avery Pello and Micah Fott up on stage. I have a few gifts for you all, and I'd love to just pray for you guys as you enter into this next stage of life. I know you guys probably don't want to be super here publicly, and that's okay. So we've got two graduating seniors this year. Our first one is Avery Pello. We got their pictures up on the screens too. We should at least. Avery and Micah are both attending Grand Canyon University in the fall. We've got a couple alumni here. I know that. Avery is pursuing a nursing degree, and Micah is going to study business. And what I want to do is just share a few gifts with each of you today as a reminder that Jesus is the anchor of your souls. I'm kind of tearing it apart, but I don't know why I put them in bags, but just to carry them, I guess. One of them is simple. It's probably what everyone receives as a graduation gift, but simply a personal Bible. God's word is living and active, and it is good for us. Put it in your backpacks, keep it there, pull it out when you need it. You will always have a copy on you wherever you go. The other one is a bit more fun. Maybe you've been on college campuses, you've seen these before.
a hammock. In times of transition, in times of hardship and stress, you're going to want to run to something to inoculate yourself from that stress. But in the midst of hardships and trials, our rest is in Jesus. Take time to rest in Christ. And the last one is very basic, a simple keychain of an anchor. It's tiny. It's like an inch tall. But I got a bag of like 20 of them, so I got one for myself too. I put it on my key ring, and every time I've held it, it's just been a sweet reminder to me that Jesus is the anchor for my souls. So I have one for each of you, GCU colors, of course. So I would love to invite Cam and Adelaide up. They're going to just pray over Micah and Avery individually. And then if any of you would like to just come up, lay hands on them as we pray for them, as we send them out to be college students in the near future, come up, place your hands on them, lift your hands out, extend your grasp towards them, and that's where we're going. Look at this. You got that one. Okay. Thank you. I should have said down there. Hold on.
Father God, thank you for who Micah is and for the friendship and the brotherhood I've gotten to enjoy with him these last several years. Thank you for his kindness, his sense of humor, his wit. And Lord, I pray that you will use those to glorify you and GCU in this next stage of life. Father, I pray that this transition will be marked by the peace and the comfort that comes from your presence, and that this new beginning will be a great chance for him to grow into who you have designed him to be and who you are planning him to be. And I pray that you would give him the eyes and the heart to see that, Father, to see who you are calling him to be, to see where you're calling him to go, and that he just has the chance to flourish and thrive there, Father. And we just love him so much, and we thank you that you've given him to us to know. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for Avery. I thank you for just the blessing it has been to watch her grow into just a beautiful, kind, caring, compassionate, selfless, and insanely talented young woman. God, we know that you're going to use all of these giftings and just personality traits of who you've made her to be a wonderful nurse. Lord, if that is your will. I pray that GCU is just an amazing experience where she gets to not learn more. I mean, she's going to learn so much, but she's not just learning about nursing and growing in that skill, Lord, but learning about herself and who you have made her to be and who you have designed her to be and how she's just going to impact so many people. Lord, I just pray that she finds a church home that loves her well. That she quickly finds friends that will lift her up and encourage her when she misses home and when life is hard and when nursing school is very hard. And God, we are just so excited to see this next season for Avery. And we're very jealous of Phoenix. And it is gaining two amazing individuals. And it has just been such a blessing to love them here and to be their home base and their home church. But God, we are just praying for the church that they find out there and for the teachers and mentors that they will find there. Lord, I just pray that, that you just quickly give them people to hold on to in Phoenix. And we love you and we praise you. And we are so excited for their graduation this week. And praise God and all of that. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Congratulations, y'all. God bless you.